Theater of War performances are followed by a town hall-style discussion. I attended a reading of Ajax in Cambridge, Massachusetts, shortly after the news media had publicized a 27% increase in suicides among combat veterans over the previous 3 years. Some 40 people, Vietnam veterans, military wives, recently discharged men and women who had served in Iraq and Afghanistan, lined up behind the microphone. Many of them quoted lines from the play as they spoke about their sleepless nights, drug addiction, and alienation from their families. The atmosphere was electric, and afterward the audience huddled in the foyer, some holding each other and crying, others in deep conversation. As Dorries later said, anyone who has come into contact with extreme pain, suffering, or death has no trouble understanding Greek drama. It's all about bearing witness to the stories of veterans. Keeping together in time. Collective movement and music create a larger context for our lives, a meaning beyond our individual fate. Religious rituals universally involve rhythmic movements, from davening at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, to the sung liturgy and gestures of the Catholic Mass, to moving meditation in Buddhist ceremonies, and the rhythmic prayer rituals performed 5 times a day by devout Muslims. Music was a backbone of the civil rights movement in the United States. Anyone alive at that time will not forget the lines of marchers, arms linked, singing, "We shall overcome," as they walked steadily toward the police who were massed to stop them. Music binds together people who might individually be terrified, but who collectively become powerful advocates for themselves and others. Along with language, dancing, marching, and singing are uniquely human ways to install a sense of hope and courage. I observed the force of communal rhythms in action when I watched Archbishop Desmond Tutu conduct public hearings for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa in 1996. These events were framed by collective singing and dancing. Witnesses recounted the unspeakable atrocities that had been inflicted on them and their families. When they became overwhelmed, Tutu would interrupt their testimony and lead the entire audience in prayer, song, and dance until the witnesses could contain their sobbing and halt their physical collapse. This enabled participants to pendulate in and out of reliving their horror and eventually to find words to describe what had happened to them. I fully credit Tutu and the other members of the commission with averting what might have been an orgy of revenge, as is so common when victims are finally set free.